In just a few seconds, you're going to hear the next episode of Jimmy Allen. I realize you want to find out what happens, but first let me tell you that when you are on the air sponsoring this remarkable merchandising plan, your own announcement concerning your products and your services will be broadcast in the space where I am talking. A minute at the opening and a minute at the close are reserved for you and your sales message. By the way, would you like to know about some of the results sponsors have had? Well, Jimmy Allen's first sponsor was an oil company. This oil company got a sales increase of 50%. Remember this, I've got the written proof for everything I say in our office files. Another oil company head says in a letter to me, "We owe a large percent of our phenomenal growth to the Jimmy Allen program. And last year, for example, we showed an increase of over 32 million gallons. Dairies by the score have praised Jimmy Allen. Kids drink milk. Kids tell Mom they want Jimmy Allen sponsors milk. They won't drink anything else. It's that simple and easy. Bakeries have also showed enormous sales increases for the same reason. Nearly 50 bakeries have gotten good results from Jimmy Allen. Peter's Division of International Shoe Company, largest in the world, have sponsored Jimmy Allen for 16 straight years. That speaks for itself, doesn't it? I am told that 1 out of 5 American boys and girls walk in a pair of shoes made by International. Now, how can you miss on Jimmy Allen with all that wealth of success background? At the close of the next episode, I'll tell you how to make it work for you.
Last night, we left Jimmy Allen, telegraph messenger at the Kansas City airport, in a desperate hand-to-hand struggle in the traffic control tower of Grand National Airways. Jimmy had just listened to a fake radio message ordering airlines pilot Murphy, flying plane number 24, on the way from Chicago with a large shipment of money and filled with passengers to land at Linville Emergency Field. Now let's peek into the tower and see what's going on. The time is shortly after 11:30 at night.
Don't try to get with any...
You crowd that chair, I'll drill you. Don't think I'll miss you this time.
Boy, I got him that time. But gee, I hope I didn't kill him. Don't worry, Bill. I'll have you untied in a jiffy, boy. There.
Boy, what a fight that was. Gosh, Jimmy, it was sure lucky you spoiled his aim or he'd have plugged you.
Oh, I'll say it was. Guess I got a lucky break there. How do you feel, Bill? Did he hurt you any?
He rapped me over the head with a blackjack, knocked me out like a light. And when I came to, he was using the radio. And say, that guy sure knows how to use one, too. Did you see how he contacted Murphy right away?
Boy, I'll say I did.
What's he trying to get Murphy to land at Linville
for? They must be after that money, Bill.
Money? What are you talking about?
Why, didn't you know, Bill? Number 24 is carrying over $1 million for one of the banks here. We've got to warn Murphy and call the cops.
Well, I'll try the radio, but I don't think we'll have any luck. Looks like it's busted.
Oh, I guess I busted the receiving set on my dive into the window. Gee, I hope we can get Murphy.
We're out of luck, Jimmy. Everything is sure haywire. It'll take us all night to fix it.
Oh, we've got to do something, Bill.
I know, Jimmy.
Say, Bill, let's get hold of Speed. He'll know what to do.
That's a swell idea, Jimmy. Get him on the phone.
Hello, operator. Operator, this is an emergency. Ring Speed Robertson over at the pilot's quarters. Oh, gee, I hope he's there. Speed? Speed, this is Jimmy. Jimmy Allen. Say, something terrible's happened. Get over here to the tower right away. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Bill. I wonder if this fella here is dead. What do you say we take a quick look at him, huh? Roll him over and lift him up now. Holy smokes, Bill. Look at that cut over his eye.
Oh, that's nothing. Just a flesh wound. Say, look at that old scar back of this ear. He's been in a fight before.
Yeah. He's sure a tough-looking guy, isn't he, Bill? And he can sure talk rough, too. He asked the way down here to the tower just after he came in on number 10. And by the way, he gave me a crazy kind of message to wire for him.
Crazy message? Why, that's plain as day. It was code.
Code? Do you really mean it, Bill?
Sure. And that makes the whole thing simple. He was sending a message to some Confederate. Where did it go?
Collinsville, Missouri.
Well, that's in the heart of the Ozark Mountains.
Hey, Scott, what's going on here?
Hello, Speed.
Hi, Speed.
What in the world's happened to you, Jimmy? Look at that black eye. Your face is all bloody and your clothes torn. Who's that bird in the corner? Oh, look, Bill, your radio's all smashed to pieces.
Listen, Speed, we've got to do something and do it darn quick.
Well, give me the dope, quick.
Speed, they're trying to rob number 24 at Linville.
Why, that's nonsense. How can they?
This guy broke in here, blackjacked me, bound and gagged me, and then sent a fake message to Murphy.
Yeah?
Told him there was 0-0 weather here and ordered him to land at Linville.
Yeah.
Just then, Jimmy broke in and jumped on his back. The kid tried to shout a warning to Murphy over the mic, but this guy took a poke at him and pulled a gun before Jimmy had the words out of his mouth. We're not sure whether Murphy hurt him or not.
Will your set work at all, Bill?
No, I've tried it.
And there's only one other sure way to reach Murphy, and that's with another ship. Let's see, it's now 11:50. If we're lucky we can make it, I'll take my Bluebird special.
You mean you're raising job?
Sure, it's our only chance to beat Murphy to Linville. If any ship in the world can do it, that ship's the Bluebird.
That's a ticket.
Oh, boy.
I'll call the hangar. Hello? Give me hangar number 4. Gee, that's a tough-looking monkey you knocked out, Jimmy. Hello? Hello? Who's this, Johnny? Well, Johnny, this is Speed Robertson. Get my Bluebird special out on the line and start warming it up. Now, make it snappy. I'll be right over. Come on, Bill. Come on, Jimmy. I'm gonna need some help bad. I wonder who I can get to go with me. Say, Bill, who's the toughest mechanic on the field?
Gee, Speed.
Well,
I think...
Speed, there's a tough bunch of greaseballs on this field. I really don't know which one is the toughest.
Oh, gee, Speed. Can I go with you?
Hi, Jimmy. I'd like to take you, but you're just a kid. We're liable to run into a mess of trouble up there.
Well, Speed, I'm not so sure you could pick anybody that would be better than Jimmy. After seeing him in action a few minutes ago, when he crashed through the window and jumped that guy, I'm inclined to believe he can take care of anyone. Besides, you haven't any time to waste.
Yeah, you're right there, Bill. Well, I don't know. See, that fight, you were bound and gagged, weren't you? You mean to tell me Jimmy's the one who knocked that thug out?
I'll say he was, and how.
Oh, please, Speed. Please let me go. Look, I've got that other fella's gun, you know.
Well, I don't know, Jimmy. I think maybe I'd better take one of the mechanics along. Johnny, probably.
Oh, Speed, please let me go.
Speed, you won't go wrong. The kid's okay.
Well, all right, Jimmy, you go.
Oh, boy. Hey, there's the ship. Oh, gee, isn't it a honey?
Yeah, Johnny sure got it out in a hurry. Where is Johnny?
Right here, Speed.
How's she working?
Burn like a kitten, Speed.
Everything all set?
Yeah.
Gassed and oiled?
Yeah. Remember, Speed, we serviced her after the last time you flew her about 3 days ago.
Yeah, right. All right, Jimmy. Here's your parachute. Get into it first. Lend him a hand there, Johnny.
All right, Speed.
Oh, gee, thanks for letting me go, Speed. There. I'm all set now.
Now hop into that front cockpit, Jimmy. Snap that safety belt on tight. That's good. I'll rev up the engine. Hey there, hey. The mags checks well, Johnny. Who the devil's that?
Huh? It's Mike Jones.
Hey, Speed, what's the idea? Why you got your ship out this time of night?
Haven't time to talk to you now, Mike. You'll know all about it later.
Oh, yeah? Haven't time to talk to me, huh? Well, let me tell you something, Robertson.
I haven't time for it now, Mike.
Well, listen to me. You better take time. I'm in charge of this field, and I'm going to know what's going on around here.
What business is it of yours when I fly my own plane?
There are a lot of reasons. The main one is that I want to make it my business.
Mike, this is an emergency. I haven't time to argue with you. I'm taking off.
We'll see about that. You're going to stay here if I have to cut your switches.
Yeah? You lay a hand on his ship, and I'll knock you for a loop.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, baby. What a sock in the nose that was.
Now, let's be on our way. Chocks out, Johnny.
Yeah.
Hold on to your hat, kid.
Good luck, Speed. Good luck, Jimmy.
Oh, Bill, say we forgot all about that bird over in the tower. Now, you and Johnny run down there and hold him and call the police. Get the sheriff at Linville on long distance. Tell him to hustle out to the field down there with a posse.
Okay, Speed.
About 75 miles, I figure, Jimmy.
Gee, that's really moving. Seems like we just took off a minute ago. Gosh, I hope we can make it in time.
Don't worry, kid. With this tailwind, we'll have time to spare.
I sure hope so. Gosh, I'd never have believed this could happen to me a couple hours ago. This is sure the life, Speed.
I don't know. It's all right, but I can think of a lot of other places I'd rather be just now.
Well, I can't think of any other place I'd rather be.
Have you got a gun handy, Jimmy?
Well, yes, I have, Speed. I have it right here in the map case.
That's good. I want you to have it where you can get at it in a hurry.
What are all those Twickman lights down there, Speed?
Well, let me look. Yeah, that's Huntington. That's the last town we'll see now before we get to the field at Linville.
Look at that car down there going along the highway, Speed. You can really see those headlights clear. He's hardly moving.
Sure, he's only crawling along at about 70 per.
Hey, Speed, what's that flash? Is that another marker beacon?
Sure is. That's one of our airways beacons. We've been passing over them every 10 miles or so.
Well, I didn't know a beacon looked like that from the air. Looks pretty close. We must be awfully low.
Well, 3,000 feet isn't so terribly low, Jimmy. Of course, some more altitude. We're crying outdoors. What the dickens is that?
Hey, Speed, what's the matter with the engine?
Why, George, I don't know, Jimmy. But I'll say this, it's a rotten time for it to quit.
Oh, gosh, Speed, we just can't have anything go wrong. We've got to get there.
Oh, I've got it. I know what it is. We're out of gas. And Johnny said this ship was full. Can you beat that?
Oh, Jiminy Cricket, Speed. We're sunk now.
Yeah, I guess that jig's up. We won't make Linville in time. Well, I'll cut loose a flare.
Hey, look at the light that makes. You can see the ground as plain as day. But say, Speed, how are we going to land in those treetops?
Well, well. Speed and Jimmy tearing through the night at a fantastic speed in their Bluebird special racing plane, out of gas, and over a forbidding tree-covered stretch of country. It looks mighty bad for them. And what's going to happen to Pilot Murphy and his precious cargo of passengers and money in airliner number 24? Listen to the next thrilling episode in the air adventures of Jimmy Allen.
Now, amazing as Jimmy Allen is in producing results, it can't do anything for you if it isn't on the air, can it? Of course not. To get Jimmy to work for you is quite simple. Here's all you have to do. Make arrangements right now with your radio station for a strip of juvenile listening time, 5 quarter-hour periods per week. Your radio station can attend to that. Consult your radio station about the best time available. You can believe your friends at the radio station because they know all about Jimmy Allen and how to make it work best for you. They have been familiar with the Jimmy Allen program and its results and success records for probably 20 years, and they know what it will do for you. So now, why not get set for big results with Jimmy Allen and get started now? Thank you, and here's success to you.